Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
News over with. I want to hear the music.
Phenon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
Hello. There we go. I had the microphone routed through a handy-dandy H1 Zoom little handheld recorder, and guess what? Unless it's powered on, it does not pass audio. And unless it's plugged in, it is not a good sound device. Both of these things are limiting factors when you're trying to broadcast your voice. All right. Well, hello. As I said in comm, I'm sorry for being late. We're already almost halfway done. Got hung up with work. It's kind of one of those risks of doing the show live. But, hey, we're here now, and that's all that matters. Thank you for SMJ and X1 and Stug for sticking it out. Really appreciate it. In comm, if you want to join comm, just SSH over to SDF and then launch comm, C-O-M. And Retsu, hello. Then just go ahead, once you're logged in, all you got to do is press G for go to and then type a non-radio. Stick around after the show, because at 1930 UTC every single day is the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. That's just every day, 1930, Sunday, holidays. Tobe could be, like, I think as long as Tobe is within reach of his house, or within the confines of the United States even, we'll get a Dubious Goals Committee. He seems to be immortal and indestructible. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to just go through world news. We won't do some of the U.S. news. We might skip the Ukraine chunk because, well, the Ukraine's dominating the news cycle. Lots of stuff going on as it is an active war being raged, being waged out there. Tends to draw the eyeballs. All right, so let's talk about it. What's going on? Well, unprecedented attacks are hounding Eritrean refugees in Ethiopia. scenes become all too common during Ethiopia's drawn-out war. Thousands of Eritrean refugees are fleeing on foot through harsh terrain to escape artillery and gunfire. At the Bahrail refugee camp in the northeastern Afar region, sustained what survivors described as a brazen assault by rebels from Tigray. At least 5 people were killed and an untold number of women kidnapped. Those lucky enough to escape are now scattered across Afar, awaiting an uncertain future in a country they once saw as a haven from their repressive homeland. Sorry to hear that's happened. And it's just, it's just something that's happened over and over again. It's just really tragic there. Ethiopia is no longer a safe place for Eritrean refugees. That's quite clear, according to Sarah Miller, senior fellow with Refugees International. So there's a lot going on there. Same tragedies happening in Africa. What else is going on? Well, here's a roundup that our friends at Al Jazeera did of other stories that have happened. There's terrible flooding right now in Australia's northeastern city of Brisbane, causing evacuations, power outages, and school closures. Death toll climbed to 7 from accompanying flash floods. More than 1,400 homes in the capital of Queensland state were at risk of flooding, while more than 28,000 homes were without power statewide. Pristine beaches on the Gold and Sunshine Coast, which are key tourist attractions, are all closed. That's very true, very sad. The United States state of New York is lifting its masking requirement in schools by March 2nd. Governor Kathy Hochul has said, citing a dramatic drop in COVID-19 infections and new federal guidelines. That's right. If you've been wearing your mask like a good person indoors, that time's coming to an end. Whether or not you believe it's in line with your own health and safety standards, that's up to you, but the mandates are going away. A mask mandate on the city's approximately 1 million school children could also be lifted. The decision will not come until Friday, following a full week of classes after students in the country's largest school return from a week-long vacation. Meanwhile, in North Korea said a test conducted on Sunday was for the development of a reconnaissance satellite system. KCNA, the state news agency, didn't elaborate on what type of rocket had been used in the test, but authorities in South Korea said it appeared to be a ballistic missile fired from an area near Pyongyang, where the international airport is located. SMJ, I like that. I like Al Jazeera also. I like Al Jazeera. It's very good for news. Also, they have very good story shows. I'd agree with you there. I like a lot of their coverage. I've been watching their live stream on YouTube of the of what's going on in Ukraine. In Colombia, a coal mine explosion killed at least 11 people. The blast happened in the Tasco municipality in Boyaca province late Saturday. It was caused by a buildup of methane gas in the mine. Rescuers were searching for 4 people still missing after the explosion. Colombia saw 128 mining accidents in 2021, which killed 148 people. So far, this year, 19 mining accidents have taken place with 36 deaths. So, that's kind of a few of the big kills going on lately. This just in. First round of talks has concluded in the Russia-Ukraine kind of thing. Delegations from Kyiv and Moscow have held the first round of discussions at the Ukraine-Belarus border after days of war. High-level talks took place on the border. Both sides agreed to keep negotiations going. Russian artillery is bombarding residential areas of Kharkiv, killing possibly dozens of people. The UN General Assembly held its first emergency meeting in decades. Russia is facing deepening isolation and economic turmoil. Zelensky calls the next 24 hours crucial. Civilian death toll now stands at 352 people, including 14 children. The UN says over 500,000 people have fled Ukraine and neighboring countries. So that was just a little bit of breaking news that popped up on my alerts. In Comoros, a plane with 14 people on board crashes. Rescuers in the Comoros scrambled to find any survivors after a plane carrying 14 people crashed into the Indian Ocean on Saturday. Airline AB Aviation said its small Cessna plane disappeared from the radar about 2.5 kilometers from its destination during its flight between the capital of Moroni and the city of Fomboni on the islands of Moheli. search operations have begun to find the aircraft debris in the coastal area of Joazi, confirming the crash. The Cameroonian government said the 12 passengers were Cameroonian and the two pilots were Tanzanian. Senior Police Officer Abdel Kodar Mohammed said three speedboats had been sent to the estimated crash site, which allowed us to collect debris from the plane and objects from the passengers. So, sad there, of course. What else is going on? Well, some trouble, sad stuff going on. The world's on fire, basically. Climate breakdown is accelerating rapidly. Many of the impacts will be more severe than predicted, and there's only a narrow chance left of avoiding its worst ravages, the IPCC, or the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, has said. Even at current levels, human actions and heating the climate are causing dangerous and widespread disruption, threatening devastation to swaths of the natural world and rendering many areas unlivable, according to the landmark report published on Monday. The scientific evidence is unequivocal. Climate change is a threat to human well-being and the health of the planet. Any further delay in concerted global action will miss a brief and rapidly closing window to secure a livable future. This is from Hans Otto Portner, a co-chair of the Working Group 2 of the IPCC. The article goes on, but it's basically details that everything we've seen this year recently with lots of floods and fires and huge heat waves, that's all going to keep getting worse, and it's going to happen much more quickly and much more intensely. So those of us that are alive now, we got to see the Earth in its best way before it becomes a toxic wasteland. So way to go. We won the lottery. Speaking of lotteries, this is us losing the lottery again. This story has provoked a lot of nuclear reactionism and a lot of people freaked out. But Belarus has approved hosting nuclear weapons and forces permanently. Belarusians voted Monday to allow the country to host nuclear weapons and Russian forces permanently. Results showed part of a package of constitutional reforms that also extended the rule of Lukashenko. The referendum was held on Sunday, and Central Election Commission head Igor Karpenko said 65.16% of the referendum participants voted in favor of the amendments, 10% voted against. To come into force, the amendment needs to receive at least 50% of the vote, with a turnout of over half the electorate. By amending the Constitution, Lukashenko, who's already 67 years old, follows in the footsteps of Putin, who in 2020 oversaw a vote on constitutional changes that made it possible for him to reign in power until 2036. Putin's going to be like in his 80s. Terrible. Hey, Ronald, welcome, welcome. Hope you're dry. So, coming to us from COM, SMJ's reporting, Nina Morano and her wife, Lisa Dykes, were arrested last week by Cambodian police with assistance from the FBI. Authorities say the two women, who were accused of cutting off their ankle monitors and fleeing after they were charged in the Texas stabbing death of a Seattle woman, have been arrested. So, let's see. We'll just verify Nina Morano and Lisa Dykes. Do, 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 do. Yeah. Here we go. DallasNews.com. They have the story. Same business, just what we read. The FBI said its agents helped Cambodian law enforcement arrest Nina Tamar Morano, 50, and Lisa Jo Dykes, 58. Court officials said the pair, who are married, had removed their judge-mandated GPS monitors and could not be reached. The women each face a count of murder in the 2020 stabbing of Maricela Botello Valdez, 23, and they've been charged with tampering with or fabricating physical evidence. They had been freed on bond since May. So, also, Charles Anthony Beltran, 32, also faces a count of murder and has been in custody since April, with bail set at $500,000. So, that is what's going on there. Thank you to SMJ. Well, don't worry. Racism, alive and well, even in Poland. Well, of course in Poland, but just in general, the Ukraine and their neighbors, racism, alive and well still. The Nigerian government, even in this terrible wartime, the Nigerian government has expressed disappointment at ongoing reports of maltreatment of some Nigerian nationals attempting to flee Ukraine. In a statement on Monday, February 28th, the government urged custom authorities in Ukraine and neighboring countries to treat its citizens with dignity amid growing accusations of racism at the Ukrainian border. Like hundreds of thousands of people, many Africans, mostly students, are trying to flee the Russian invasion of Ukraine. A total of 4,000 Nigerian citizens are still stranded there. There have been unfortunate reports that Ukrainian police and security personnel are refusing to let Nigerians board buses and trains to Poland, said Nigerian presidential spokesperson Garba Shehu. A video that circulated on social media over the weekend showed some Nigerian students sharing their plight. Mr. Shehu said there were claims that Polish officials had refused Nigerian nationals entry to Poland. It's important that everyone is treated with dignity and without favor, he stressed. Poland's ambassador to Nigeria, Joanna Tarnowska, rejected accusations of racism. Everyone receives equal treatment. I can assure you that. According to the information I have, some Nigerian nationals have already crossed the border to Poland. According to Ms. Tarnowska, invalid identity documents are accepted for crossing the border, and COVID-19 restrictions have been lifted. Nigerians have 15 days to leave the country afterwards, she added. The Ukrainian embassy in Nigeria was not immediately available. Probably because there's bombs going off. Since the start of the Russian offensive, about 400,000 Ukrainians have entered the EU, according to an AFP count. Situation does not apply to only Nigerians. There are reports that scores of African migrants in Ukraine are being blocked. Black people living in the region say they've been left to languish, with some taking to Twitter in recent days to share accounts of abandonment. Many nationals are trying to evacuate. Over a weekend, a member in parliament in Ghana announced an alleged attack on some Ghanaian students who are being evacuated. And in another news story, we're running low on time, so I won't read the whole thing, but another story, one of the governments said, quit trying to go to Poland, head towards Romania or Hungary instead. That was actually in France 24 in this next story I had. Hungary and Romania. The border guards are not letting the black folks through, and it's causing trouble. In the United States, governors are ordering state-run liquor stores to stop selling Russian-made vodka, or just vodkas that have Russia in the name. A handful of governors have ordered state-owned liquor stores to stop selling Russian-made and branded vodkas. The symbolic move is meant to show support for Ukraine. Governors of Ohio, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, and Utah. In Canada, the Ontario Liquor Control Board made a similar decision, removing all Russian-made products. Over here in Austin, we have a very popular bar called Russia House, or the Russian House, and they have a whole bunch of cool vodkas and flavored stuff, and a lot of cool Baltic and that region's food. They took off the Russia part of their sign, so now it just says the House. Temporarily renaming during this time, showing their support, which I thought was kind of neat. What else is going on? Well, there's a lot, man. There's a lot of tragedy and sadness and just in general, what would we call it? Sad news, I guess. Here, we'll use this last little bit of time. Oop, I'm clicking everywhere, trying to hurry. Let me just tell you what else is going on. It's all Ukraine now. The EU has shut off airspace to Russian planes. Canada has shut off airspace to Russian planes. A plane that was leaving from Florida going back to Russia flew through Canadian airspace. The Canadians are looking into it. The EU's imposed a blanket flight ban on Russian planes, shutting down EU airspace for Russian-owned, Russian-registered, or Russian-controlled aircraft. And UK citizens are advised not to travel to Russia, which is kind of a surprise, surprise. The Foreign Office warned Britons and Russia might not be able to fly directly to the UK or via EU countries, which is kind of in line with the flights being closed there. And we'll finish with this. A Ukrainian sailor in Majorca tried to sink a yacht of a Russian boss. A Ukrainian soldier is admitted to trying to sink a yacht owned by the head of a Russian state arms firm in retaliation for the invasion of Ukraine. The 48-meter, or 157-foot, Lady Anastasia, which belongs to Rosoboron Export Director General Alexander Makiev, was docked in Majorca in Spain when the mechanic opened valves in its engine room. He was arrested by Civil Guard officers on Saturday and later released on bail. He told the judge he regretted nothing and would do it again. The man said he tried to scuttle Mr. McKeefe's yacht after watching news reports from Ukraine on television. There was a video of a helicopter attack on a building in Kyiv, he was quoted as saying. They were attacking innocents. On Saturday, a high-rise apartment building near Kyiv's Zolani Airport was hit by a missile. That's kind of all the time we got. Please stick around for the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. Happens, like I said, every single day. And then, Harry Larry. Really amazing shows coming out of Harry Larry lately, so definitely stick around for that if you can. Bye-bye. No outro music, sorry.
Seven, six.